Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDondee, and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I often get asked when somebody is buying a laptop, should I get the small one or the big one? Now, usually a laptop is bought for its very portability, and that leans one towards the smaller end of the spectrum, screen size-wise, that is. However, those that do need a complicated or need a very visual approach to their work often want a bigger screen, and this is where the trade-off lies. These days, the discussion really surrounds the power or memory or storage that the computer has, as with high-end machines in any event. They usually have enough of those. And unless you have a specific need for a specific spec, in that case, you would upgrade and buy that. Stick with the smaller ones. They've got more than enough. So the real limiting factor is the screen size. And I have an unusual and probably unpopular answer, but bear with me and hear me out. If you're in the market, let's say, for a MacBook Air, my go-to answer for most users or higher-end users anyway, the screen size alone will add 5,500 Rand to your purchase price. That is, if you're going from the 13-inch screen to the 15-inch screen with the base computer being the same thing. Make that a MacBook Pro and the difference with admittedly some other features, and the difference is an astounding 21,000 Rand. That's to go from a 14-inch screen to a 16-inch screen. Now, as I say, bear in mind there are other differences. Now, even for that smaller 5,500 differential, that buys a lot of screen. A quick online look has 19-inch screens at 1,500 Rand a pop, and that's not on special. Two of those, let's say one for work, one for home, would set you back only 60% of the price differential. You'd only be spending about 3,000 Rand, and surprisingly, each one would give you 46.15% more screen area. Yes, the math seems off, but the area to diagonal measurement ratio that screens are calculated in isn't linear. So for less than the delta, you get way more, and I'd argue probably a better screen experience. Spend the entire budget on a single screen, and 5,500 Rand gets you a 27-inch screen with a mere 291% more real estate. Think of the windows you can have open at the same time and see them. Of course, taking those two smaller screens you bought earlier and using them next to each other together gives you some weird maths. It gives you the 46% you got on your first little screen, and then 146%, of course, because you've got that second screen, which gives you just under 200% more real estate. So two screens together, less than the differential, and you've got more than double more. So you've got, call it, three times the screen real estate. Be aware, though, if you buy a MacBook Air, the M versions before the latest M3 only support one screen at a time. You do need an external adapter if you want to run two screens. Those of you with MacBook Pro, you won't have a problem. Should you have considered, though, talking about the MacBook Pro, getting the 16-inch MacBook Pro and that spending that extra 21,000, if you really rather spent it on a monitor, you'd now be the proud owner of around seven times more screen real estate, not counting your original screen, of course, by sticking to the 14-inch and spending the money on a top-of-the-line 37-inch screen. Think about that before buying the so-called better one. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDondee on most social media channels. That's DavidDondee. And of course, the podcast on fmr.co.za.